Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't know if you just heard Bogus right there. BT was saying that the speed of the offseason moving at a...
glacial.
Yeah. So now, what does that mean?
Very slow.
Okay. So glaciers don't really...
No.
Do they even move?
Yeah, of course. Because a glacial or a glacier... a glacier moves at a glacial speed. So he's obviously a smart guy. He went to Regis, so he used it properly. But when a glacier breaks away...
It's breaking away.
It moves ever so slowly through the body of water. Yeah.
Didn't the Titanic hit a glacier?
Yeah, it did. Well, yeah.
But the glacier...
No, it was an iceberg.
True.
Is that a different thing?
Well, that's what they called it. Iceberg.
Is a glacier different than an iceberg?
I think glacier is like the whole thing. Like, I think a piece of it that falls off is considered like an iceberg.
Yeah, like think about a pizza pie. Like, you have the pie and you have a slice.
Yeah.
So, like, the iceberg would be the pie, and the slice would be the glacier.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah, look at that.
I got it. There you go.
Now, what if the pepperoni falls off the slice?
What is that?
I don't know.
Well, then Hoff reaches down and eats it.
Did you guys see Titanic?
Yeah, I love Titanic.
That's a great movie.
It's great.
I'd rewatch that one, too, although it's very sad.
Oh, did you see? Wolf of Wall Street, I would watch over and over and over and over. You didn't love that?
Not only did I not love it, I hated that movie.
What? That is unacceptable.
Did you like that movie, Hoff?
It had its moments.
Listen,
Margot Robbie.
Well,
top of the list, Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Top of the list.
Oh, she's, I mean, not what? Jessica Alba, top of the list.
Oh, God. For me, I think she might be.
Over Jessica
Alba. When she's sitting on the floor, like, wearing those heels, and she's like, does Daddy, like, I'm not even going to do it. Has Daddy been a big?
You watched that scene a couple of times.
I watched the movie a couple of times. Daddy's not going to get it. Has Daddy been a bad boy? Whatever she said, I'm like, it doesn't matter what she's saying. Daddy will be a bad boy if he hasn't been a bad boy. Whatever you want. No, by the way, I just love the scene to me. It's one of the best acting scenes I've ever seen in any movie from any actor
in
my life.
Yeah.
When he takes like 9 Quaaludes and he goes to the country club to make the call. I'm forgetting his character's name. Don't use the phone. So he drives in the Lamborghini and he crawls up the steps and then he falls like... Quaaludes were like a drug in the 70s and 80s. I guess they've come back a little bit, but they basically...
Have they?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. But I've heard that they have a little bit, maybe some form of that. But basically what they do is they are kind of like being intensely drunk. Intensely like drunk times 100.
I don't like that feeling.
Neither would I. Being out of control? I've never tried those at all. Not even out of control. Like you almost can't feel your body. And if you see him going down the stairs and crawling into the car and just how limp and loose his body was, that was amazing acting.
Yeah.
Amazing acting.
Wasn't he up for... And I was thinking this through. I might have actually watched that movie while I was at SNY, because I'm pretty sure we had the screener version of that.
Okay.
Remember, we, you know, in the
Screen Union, Actors Guild. I still get them.
In the same thing.
Yeah.
But back then, you were actually getting the hard copies.
Yes.
And
yes.
I had Time to Kill after Baseball Night in New York or whatever early show I was on before Sports Night. Mm-hmm. And we would watch, Moose and I would do that a lot.
Okay.
Sit there and watch some movies. Maybe I saw it. You know, sometimes it depends on what mood you're in or where you saw a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your enjoyment or lack of enjoyment
to an extent. I would never watch a movie at work, so that I can see why you kind of distracted. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'm watching on a computer screen.
Nah, you can't watch it that way.
Got the headphones on. I know, maybe my point is maybe that's why I didn't like it as much as you liked it.
I loved it.
I know, but
I loved it.
Maybe it was the drugs thing.
When he's on the yacht and the agents come on and he's just like flinging $100 bills when he kicks him off the yacht. It's just amazing. Plus, I love Wall Street. Like, I love the original Wall Street. You know, I worked on Wall Street for a minute. And I just, I appreciate that, like that.
You worked on Wall Street?
I did.
Doing
I did.
What?
I worked at Fidelity. Well, I mean, I worked at Fidelity in the IRA department when I was trying to get into radio. So when I graduated college.
I don't even know what that means. Well, IRA department?
Yeah, like investment stuff.
Okay. But were you given advice?
No. I was inputting a lot of stuff into the computer. Like people would have, when you have contributions, monthly contributions. Obviously, the IRS determines, much like a 401k, you know, there's limits. Like, you know, 17,000 is the most you could do with 1 year, and then maybe it goes up to 17.5 or 8, whatever it might be. Same increments with there's Roth, there's different, whatever. I mean, I knew when I was doing enough to be there. Not that much.
I didn't know you worked on Wall Street.
Well, I might be there again.
Construction, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
How about that? Opposite. At that.
I didn't know
construction,
that.
And then you know, like making people money.
I worked in a supermarket. I worked at King Kong. That was a supermarket. Or I worked at Home Depot. I did not work at Wall Street. I stuck to one. I went from that to this.
Yeah, I did not
do the Wall Street.
The best
thing.
Part of working at Wall Street. God, this is so long ago. This is really when I got out of school, and I was just doing it as a bridge to get on the radio, which is impossible when you're trying to convince somebody to give you a microphone and pay you. It's like trying to be an actor. It's, as you know, it's impossible, really.
I'm learning.
Well, and I'm 20, whatever, just out of Marist, playing at Marist, and I played on the Fidelity softball team in the Wall Street Softball League. Dude, I felt like A-Rod. I felt like A-Rod, man.
I'm sure you did.
22, 23, showing up, throwing darts from shortstop. I loved it, man. It was so many. Then going for beers after. It was a lot of fun.
BT and Sal, the fan of friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let's go back to the calls. Brendan is in Mineola. What's up, Brendan?
What's up, guys? Great show as always. I just want to talk about Stearns. I think his approach is the problem. Free agency. Before that, though, the fact you guys didn't see Rambo is crazy. Growing up in the 80s, Rambo 2, Vietnam, he's saving POWs, killing people with knives, arrows, machine guns.
I know.
You got to go home and watch that.
I don't think there's any doubt that.
Three.
I hear you. That's a fair criticism. Honestly, that's I didn't see Breaking Bad. Don't even get into why. But
that's one you should probably invest in.
That's unacceptable. That, if you didn't see Entourage,
Rambo 2 is where
I get
Rambo
it.
2 is where Stallone really became a big action hero, like the crazy action hero. After that, it was on. It was such a good movie.
So if we have to go back and watch it, you say Rambo 1 and 2, or you have to watch all 5?
Rambo 1 is just a great movie.
Yep.
Rambo 2 is like where the Rambo really takes over. Rambo 3 was good, but it's really one a great movie. 2, it's just like, wow, this is where Sly Stallone became a real action
Brendan,
hero.
Brendan, real quick.
It might be on Netflix.
I'm sure it's on Netflix. It's got to be. You could get it easy. No, but real quick, Brendan, before we get to the other Stern stuff. So I want to give you, I think, the most underrated Stallone movie. And Sal, I'm going to guess that you have not seen this movie. Got you ready?
Let's hang on.
Lock Up. You guys ever see Lock Up?
No.
Nobody? Brendan, did you see it?
Say Copland.
No.
No, I've not seen
I think Cliffhanger's underrated.
Okay, underrated. Good old school underrated Stallone movie. Yep.
I got to find.
I'll definitely watch it.
I'm going to go, and thank you for the call, Brendan. Oh, I forgot he wanted to get a Stearns point in it. Sorry about that. Forgot. Give us a call back, maybe next week.
Soon.
That's a good point. I'm trying to see where you can stream Rambo, because I do want to dive into that.
Me too.
I just added the... You're right. It is a bad job by us. For years, hearing the references in pop culture and Rambo and just never taking the time to watch it.
It's a bad job.
But you a little bit worse than me because I was younger.
Yes.
The first one came out in what, 82?
Was it that early?
So I was 3 years old.
I'm saying, well, I'm asking, was it really 82?
I believe so because I was just looking it up now.
Earlier than I thought. I would have said more 80. Yeah, that sounds about right,
and
actually.
And then if it came out, I'm seeing one came out in 2008, I guess.
And they said that was the remake, or whatever.
Anyway, point is that when I was even, let's say, 10 years old, it's not like my parents are going to be letting me watch Rambo, I wouldn't think, at 10.
I watched whatever I wanted back then. Like, watching rated R movies back then, you just go to Blockbuster and you get, like, 9 videos. Like, I know Hoff did
right,
this
but you know what I'm talking about. For a young kid to watch a gory action shoot-em-up movie like that,
yeah.
A little bit different. I watched Major League when I was 8 or 9.
Okay,
with all the curses.
A couple of words.
I mean, Major
True.
League was rated R.
Was it really?
Yeah.
But no real sexual content.
I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe at the end when he rips off her skirt with his cleats when he drives
he was
up
in bed with a woman when he was playing in the Mexican League or whatever.
Yeah, that's
it was, right?
Where he just wakes up more drunk, more about his stupor than the night before.
What about
the woman.
Charlie Sheen and Dorn's wife?
Yeah, they had a little something going on. That's true. Yeah, okay.
I see. I remember all these as an 8-year-old.
That's great. There you go. Great movie. So I would say this. I'm going to take the L on Rambo. I'm going to jump into it at some point. But when I was young, and I know you were this way as well, like, I just didn't, I don't know, I'm trying to put myself in the mindset of 1982, 8 years old, and not eight, yeah, still eight, and I'm like, it's just, I don't know, like, in the jungle and killing people.
Right, not
like,
interesting.
I played wiffle ball every day. You know, I played Star Wars figures every day when I was young, you know, we played tag and do all, but I just didn't, it didn't appeal to me, like, that kind of, I don't know. It didn't jump off the screen, so I didn't want to see it, really.
BT, it's Al on the Fan. Joey Clams from Brooklyn talking about his Yanks. What's up, Joey?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Rock, remember what I told you. Would you tell me? Take her to the zoo.
Yes.
50th anniversary of Rocky is coming up.
50th?
BT. Yeah.
When 50th, is that?
1976. I was 11 years old. Went to the Walker movie theater on 65th Street and 18th Avenue.
I didn't even realize that. So next year,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, God.
Wow. 50.
And let me tell you something about the 70s. The 70s was the best decade of movies. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Slapshot,
Nicholson.
Warriors.
Maybe, you know what it may have been? Yeah, how about the Jews? How about, Joey, how about like some Escape from New York, like some of those vigilante, the Warriors? Those were from the 70s, right?
The
late 70s.
I can't get into the 70s movies. I got to be honest.
I love them. What's that?
A French Connection.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Well, real quick, Joe, the best thing about the 70s movies, the ones that were done in New York, and a lot of them were, there was a grit, and you know this, Joe, because you grew up here, and you're a little bit older than we are. Like, the 70s in New York, the depiction of that, like in anything since and in real time, I find it so fascinating.
Did you love Staying Alive?
Yeah, of course I love Staying Alive.
Hoff was just saying
that. Saturday Night Fever.
Love
it. Yeah, Hoff.
Saturday Night Fever broke everything. Forget about it.
Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday
Night Fever. Hoff was making fun of it in my ear. I was like, I don't think
making fun
that.
Of it. Like, yeah, I love it. Well, I love it. The soundtrack's still good to this day. Shit, what are you shaking your head at?
The trips.
Because the 70s are just so brutal.
Oh, God.
They're so embarrassing. I would, like,
the
80s have their embarrassing.
The
80s have embarrassing moments, too, but the 70s with the disco is just so bad.
Ah, I love
the bell
old
bottoms
disco.
And everything.
Oh, I'm a big disco guy. Come on. Yeah.
We can tell Joey
Clinton.
We still got the reunions going on.
What's your Yankees point? Let's get the show back on track while we can. Go ahead, Joey.
Okay. Yeah, this Yankee lineup, if you look at it now, BT, you got Grisham,
yep.
Judge, Rice, Stanton, if he's there, Chisholm,
McMahon.
And then you're going Dominguez, you're going Wells, you're going McCann, and
McMahon.
Then Cavallaro.
Yep.
McMahon.
And then you're going home.
They're two switch hitters, can't bat righty.
Mm-hmm.
They're going into a beauty contest with crooked teeth and pimples. And their defense is terrible.
I like that.
Joey,
well, I don't know if
what
I'd say
an interesting
that, and,
guy
thank you for the call,
is.
Joey. I don't know if I'd say their defense
you,
is terrible, but obviously that lineup is just not. I mean, it's good enough for 94 wins in a postseason and probably a quick exit again.
I mean, listen, McMahon plus defender, Judge plus defender. I really think Grisham took a little bit of a step back, but whatever. But still, at least on the very least, solid. You know, left field could be a mess depending upon if Bellinger's there. It's obviously borderline elite. If he's not, I mean, Jazz is going to make plays, but he's going to be in space half the time. Rice has a lot to prove. Wells rates very well metrically. You might not want to hear it, but he does behind the plate. Okay. So I would say defensively that the Yankees are fine. I have no problem with their defense. They got to get some righty sticks, and they got to keep a few guys,
with
too.
Bellinger back. Without Bellinger, then I could see how you would. I don't think their defense is great. I wouldn't focus on that saying their defense isn't any good. I think that they need a change of the lineup. We talked about the Mets needing to change their core. The Yankees need to change their lineup. Nico Hoerner will be the perfect type guy. Perfect type guy. There are guys available via trade, aren't mashers, just solid contact guys that play excellent defense. That is what I would be looking to do if I were the Yankees.
I don't disagree. I really don't.
They have the power.
Now, yes, they do. They do. You can't build a team with this fear, but I am still a little worried about Judge's elbow. And that's not even for today. That's just something to monitor.
Defensively?
I'm worried about it going. I'm worried about that. I don't know how a Yankee fan swept that under the rug. He missed a month of time. Now, he got his velocity back. When he came back, he actually threw a ball. I remember saying this on the air. From right field, 79 miles an hour. He's usually 93, 94, you know, basically mid-90s. I mean, so he basically just lobbed it. There were a couple of times, and if you watch this, you know where Jazz is the cut, would go out an extra 15 or 20 feet. That's a high school cut, not a major league cut. So there were concessions and changes built around his lack of arm strength. It came back. I'm not worried about it being there day one, but, you know, you have an injury to that ligament, that area. That worries me.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Antonio's in Manhattan. What's up, Antonio?
Hey.
What's up, guys, man? I'm really upset, man, like super upset, about you guys. That's like a joke, but, you know, I can't believe that you guys have the best show and now it's gone, like... Anyway, but look, as far as Diaz, look, I think there's a trend here, and you have Lindor, he's upset at Soto. Diaz, he wanted to rob the Mets. I think it all comes down to me. This is me, just my opinion. You know, I'm trying, you know, to be as objective as possible, and I think that it has to do with Soto. Again, Diaz, Lindor, they're upset that, you know, Soto, he got all that money. So I think it has to do with that. It has to do, again, the whole, you know, like, I don't want to get into that Puerto Rican, Dominican stuff. You know, they basically now envy Soto because he's getting all that money. And I think I'm going to rob the Mets because they pay Soto this money. No, I want $100 million. Look, the Mets could have given him more money, okay? He left the Mets. So if Mets fans, they want to say, Stearns. No, it wasn't Stearns. Look, and I admired his discipline, Stearns. Mm. And the thing is, you know what? You know, let him walk. It was Diaz left. It wasn't the Mets. It was him. He left, all right? And I just want these players for Christmas, Fairbanks, Pete, Stephen Kwan, Ranger Suarez.
Is that it?
I think King, he'll probably... I think he's almost a Met. That's what I think. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Hopefully, we'll see what happens with you guys.
Thanks, man.
We're not dying, and thank you for the call. At least not that I think of. Thank you for the call, Antonio. Yeah, I think there was a lot there. I would rather have the Peralta McGill trade instead of all the other things that you said.
I like Fairbanks.
It did. Yeah, I'm okay with Fairbanks. I'm fine with him. And then you'd have Fairbanks, Williams, Minter, Raley.
Yeah,
not a bad back end. And those things. I'm less concerned about the bullpen. More concerned about the rotation and the lineup.
As you absolutely should be.
I've always been like that with any team. The Yankees rebuilt their entire bullpen in season.
They picked up Cruz from the Reds, who's in his mid-30s with that nasty splitter, who you know I like. Obviously, you got Bednar. Now, Cruz was with him earlier, meaning they got him at the start of the season, but it was somebody that they just picked up who hasn't had an extensive major league career, who found the nasty splitter and is pretty valuable. They needed a closer. They got Bednar. He was really, really, really good. I mean, not Mariano. Nobody is. But he's top five, top six closer. He's good. You know, so you can always kind of adjust on the fly there. But you need the requisite sticks, and you need a couple of horses in the rotation.
The bullpen should be the easiest thing to fix in season. Even the Mets last year, they got Helsley and Rogers. Now, it didn't work out with Helsley, but they got two big-time
Helsley was one of the best closers
that other teams wanted.
Yeah,
they got him.
He was one of the best closers on the market. Now, they screwed up not doing their due diligence, the tipping pitches, whatever it may be. Point is, they went out and added to a bullpen that already had Diaz, one of the best arms available in Helsley, and then Rodgers as well. So you could do that again. I don't need four or five guys in the back end of the pen before the season gets started. I like to leave some wiggle room there for guys that you know you maybe want to add because certain guys aren't going to perform up to their standards or they get hurt.
Listen, I think the one thing that people have to understand is there's the reaction when something first happens, and then there's the reaction once you get enough evidence to either change your opinion or just double down on what you thought going in. And I remember, and we're going to see him at his party next week. It's going to be a blast when we go to Alex's party. I was at lunch with Alex when the Mets and the Yankees were making the trades for these relievers in real time. And I remember, obviously talking to him about it, but then getting in my car and dropping a little tweet. And I thought that Stearns and Cashman both crushed it in terms of the deadline stuff and making sure the bullpen was really good. So while Helsley was about as bad as it gets, he was awful. And Rodgers started well and then kind of flamed out as well. My real reaction, I thought the Mets got two really valuable pitchers. It didn't work out. But to your point, you could always do something in June or in July before the deadline ends to get a guy like that because there's a lot of bad teams that do not feel the need, why would they, to keep a reliever, maybe not the ninth inning, but a higher leverage seventh, eighth inning reliever. Why would you keep that guy around if you're going to win 76 games? You wouldn't, so they're always available.
Two things to get to when we come back. Number one, we're going to have the Steve Summers ticket giveaway for his book signing. Number two, I have a question about the A-Rod party. You mentioned it. It made me think of something. I have a question to get to you when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Honestly, BT, as much fun as I had doing the show with you and being on middays, like that's an honor and a dream come true. My fondest memories, I've talked about this before, was coming up through the ranks, behind the scenes, back in Astoria, working with Summers and Bob Uecker and all the guys behind the scenes and watching those games together. Oh, man.
I could see that.
That is my, I was making no money, didn't care.
I could see that.
It was where I wanted to be. It was the most important thing to me in my life. God, I love that with every fiber of my being. So, obviously, we love Steve and wish him luck with this. So, you guys will be able to win tickets all week long with that. All right. So, I told you I had, what did I say? I had two questions.
You told me you had one. Did you, second question about it? It was about Alex's party was one.
Oh, maybe the other thing was the summer's giveaway. The question about the A-Rod party. So, you mentioned, all right, we're going to this party on, whatever, Saturday the
20th. Yeah.
You're like, oh, we'll talk to him there. Well, are we? I know, but do we have how much FaceTime are we really going to have with the man of the hour? You know what I mean? I'm assuming everybody there is going to want a little piece of A-Rod. Yeah, I've never met him in person before, so I'm looking forward
right,
to
you
it.
You haven't, yeah. I would say whatever presents itself. I think, I mean, it really depends. I am curious. Like, does he answer the door? Right. I mean, you know, if he answers the door, I think, you know, then I introduce him to my wife, obviously. Right. And then, you know, of course, I'm sure he'll be a gentleman and spend a couple of minutes with us. And then, but as the host of the party and his girlfriend, you know, they'll bounce around and do their thing. I'm pretty sure Michael Kay will be there. A lot of people.
You're going to have to introduce me to him.
I will. Rob Manfred was there last year. I told you that. Despite the legal issue with Alex and Manfred back in the day.
I get nervous about these things, man.
Don't get nervous. What do you mean?
Man, what do you mean, what do I mean? It's a big deal.
What do you mean it's a party, dude?
Yeah,
relax.
No, I'm more of a hermit. I'd rather just be home and do nothing. I did get a nice outfit for it, though.
You were telling me. You went...
Well, you never know what opportunities might present themselves. You want to be looking your best.
That's true. I think you may have done it up a little bit much.
Me?
Yeah, maybe look a little desperate, maybe a little too much.
What do you mean? Yeah,
I mean, you're wearing the tie, you got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, what do you mean a lot of stuff
What'd
going on?
What'd you get, like a corduroy suit, you told me?
Yeah, well, I looked up, I was getting advised by some friends who I trust with their fashion advice.
Okay.
And
who, Evan Roberts?
No, not Evan Roberts. Believe me, nobody here. Some of the people that I work with over at SNY, let's put it that way.
Yep.
And they were advising me on some things, and I showed this, and they loved the idea. So I'm going to trust her expertise on it as opposed to yours.
Well, I'm going to bust out a nice turtleneck, I can tell you that right now.
100%.
Going turtleneck with a nice jacket, pocket square.
So why is a corduroy suit?
No, I'm just messing with you. Not just it's unique, though, like a corduroy suit. Not just the corduroy jacket, the whole corduroy suit.
Well, it's just corduroy pants.
I'm just saying,
you're
diving in deep.
I don't even like corduroy. Like, the material gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I like corduroy. I do.
Really? Touching the corduroy material?
I don't mind it.
I don't know if I have some texture issues or what.
But you just spent, what, $700 on a suit that you don't like?
No, not that much. Maybe like $500
or something. So you just spent $500 on a suit
like
of the texture
look.
That you don't like.
Yeah, I don't like the feel of it. I wanted to get, what was it? It said holiday festive attire.
Cocktail. Okay.
Cocktail holiday attire.
Yeah.
Is what it said.
Yeah.
So I believe that that's it.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that you're.
Plus, A-Rod is as sharp a dresser as there is.
Oh, he's, yeah. I mean, it also helps when you're 6'3", chiseled.
I know.
Yoked.
Millions upon millions. You can wear that.
Even lost like 20 pounds. I read an article on him. I guess his girlfriend's very much into fitness and stuff. Yeah. So he shed like, you know, 20 pounds. So he's leaning out.
I mean, come
on.
The guy likes to go shirtless in Central Park.
He does.
I mean, what do we
right on the rock. I remember blasting. This is a true story. I remember blasting him for that picture, right? On my old show on 1050. I'm like, what a cornball. This guy, you know, I was pissed.
Did you delete those from the internet?
No. When I went to lunch with him, that's one of the first things he referenced. He's like, you called me a cornball back in the day. He does his research. He's as sharp as it gets. I had to own it. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
Is that why you called me here to kill me? I mean, my coach Joe Pesci to gun
anyway,
to the back of the head?
I would say we have under 2 minutes total FaceTime with him at that party.
I completely disagree.
Okay.
Lock of the week taking the over.
Absolutely. Really?
And by the way, who's hot in terms of bets? Your boy.
You're on fire. That is true. Three straight perfect parlays.
Yes.
The final of which will come Friday. BT and Sal on the fan, 8888. See if you could really pull away if I could get back in the...
I'm going to pull away. I think one thing that you're really omitting, and you're selling yourself short here, right? And this is important. You're looking at... And I understand why you're doing it, because I'm curious too. But, like, you're overwhelmed by the invitation. Maybe not overwhelmed, but you're very much taken back by Alex inviting you to his party. Okay? Right. Which I get. It's Alex. And
talk
then it's
to me, because I like
it's
where this
Alex,
is going.
And then it's me.
Remind me who I am. Remind me. Hit me with it.
Yeah. What you're not factoring in is that he wants us there.
I get it.
So
We belong.
There's a, yeah.
I know, but there's a part of me
maybe
that...
Maybe on the lower level of the scale we belong, but yeah. I mean, maybe we just got in. Maybe we just made the cut, the 53-man roster.
My whole life, I was led to believe and feel like I didn't belong. Oh, that's too hard. You'll never do that. And I like that. I play better as an underdog. Chip on my shoulder as the underdog. You tell me you don't think I'm good enough for something. Okay, great. Now I'm going to show you why you're wrong. So I like that aspect
of it. Don't lose sight of the mindset.
But when I go into a situation like that where it's like, well, this is A-Rod. And I'm not, like, I'm obviously joking around.
I know you're joking around.
I'm not going to be intimidated. I've been in situations like that.
Of course you have to.
Played up a little bit. But I'm excited and intrigued. I've really never been to one of this magnitude.
This is up there for me, too. I'd be lying if I said no. But listen. That's the good thing about him, and I told him, I'm like, I wish you kind of showed this side when you were playing here a little bit more. He's just a dude. I know the home runs, the money, owns the Timberwolves, this, Jennifer Lopez, you know, Kate Hudson, all the stuff. He's a guy who loves baseball. Gonna have a couple drinks, gonna talk shop.
I know, and ultimately I do feel bad for him after watching that documentary. Like we said, it's crazy to have a guy that has all of that, but yet still feel sorry for him. Because of the Hall of Fame. And forget even the Hall of Fame, which may not be realistic for him, sadly.
Yeah.
I mean, if Bonds and Clemens don't get in, and it doesn't seem like that's going to happen, he's never getting in.
Agreed.
Maybe never say
I think
never.
They were lumped together. Not forever, but they are connected.
Hopefully in even his lifetime, he gets in. The more maybe realistic thing is also something I don't think is going to happen where, let's say, Monument Park.
Yeah.
Or have his number with... That would mean the world to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was on the last Yankee championship team.
I know.
He was huge then.
No, he was phenomenal.
I never looked at him as an all-time great Yankee myself, but maybe it could have just been lost of, you know, hating the Yankees all those years.
I also thought the Yankees were so amazing for so many years. It was easy to take some of the exploits of certain players for granted.
Right.
That's the other thing, too.
But
A-Rod's won multiple MVPs as a Yankee.
Forget the number retirement from the Yankees. He should be in Monument Park.
I agree with that.
At the very least.
I agree. And you know, but you started by saying that you feel sorry for him in that regard. And I know what you mean, because things that I've said this even before I got to know him a little bit. I don't think anybody loves baseball the way Alex does. I really, truly, I can't prove it. I truly believe that with all my heart. He loves baseball. But I don't feel sorry for him. You know why? Because I think where he's at now is better. Like, if he didn't, like, and this was in the episode, so I'm not talking out of school, like the deep psychoanalysis that he went through to change and to figure out, you know, from his dad leaving and his relationship with people and how when you get to a certain level, you think you're impenetrable, nothing could take you down. He's been humanized.
But,
and I think that and I always thought he was a good person. Now coupled with him addressing some of his issues, I think he's a great person.
Agreed. And I bet you he wouldn't trade that. For almost anything. How much he loves the game, how much he loves the Yankees.
I still don't think he'd trade it. You talk about daughters and relationships.
Yeah,
I don't think he would.
I don't know if he'll.
Yeah, we'd love to have both.
I don't know if he'll ever. Hey, he said this too. I don't know if. It might have been an interview with your guy, Stephen A. Smith, as a matter of fact, recently.
Yeah, I saw him sit down, Steve. Yeah, yeah.
Say how he believes he should be a Hall of Famer. It was the question asked when he wasn't being selfish about it. Bonds was in there as well, but he was talking about, yes, I think I should be in the Hall of Fame. But I really do get the sense that even more than that, he wants to be welcomed back by the Yankees. Even forget about Monument Park or number retired. Just bury the hatchet. Like, the Yankees need to just bury the hatchet. And as long as Cashman's there, I don't feel like that's going to be a realistic thing for them. But they really do need to, at some point, come to peace with A-Rod and have him back and have him be honored in some kind of way.
And I think in some kind of way they will. But even if they don't, so we're in our studio for now. Look to your left, number 13. It's hanging.
Yeah,
it's hanging. There's one outside the American flag, right? And the old Tiki and Tierney backdrop, you know, that's behind us where you can't see Tiki's name because they made it wrong 3 years ago. Oh, Spike loved it when I was complaining about that on the air.
I'm sure that went over well.
I didn't like that too much. And the FAN on SNY signage. Like, there's one real acknowledgement to one player in all of New York sports, and it's the A-Rod thing. And, you know, I think you'd really have to ask the Yankee fans about that. And I'm one of them, so I think I feel comfortable speaking for them now. I think every Yankee fan is cool with A-Rod. Now, I think that bridge has been crossed. That the what I thought was irreparable damage for some, I think it has been emotionally repaired. Now, I'm not saying there aren't a lot of people who are still more Jeter than Alex. I'm not saying that at all. But there's not a Yankee fan that doesn't appreciate that guy, because without that, we don't even have 09.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We'll get back to the calls. 888-808-1019. A lot of hot stove stuff. Maybe squeezing a little Knicks from last night. Brunson was money. Not that I'm really into the cup. But hey, you have a big game, you want to win it. The Knicks pasted the Raptors. Knicks are playing well. But right now it is time for the Johnny's Report, brought to you by Sullivan Papain. New York strong from the court to the community. Remember the name, Sullivan Papain. We do it once a week here on the BT and Sal Show. So here's the thumbnail sketch for the Johnny's. It's going to start heating up pretty soon. St. John's 5-3. They started the season number 5. I think they were ranked a little bit too high based on Rick and the transfer portal. Right, they lost a couple of the tight ones, all to ranked teams, Bama, Iowa State, and Auburn. They've had a good schedule. I was at the Bourbon Street in Queens on Monday.
Yeah, I've heard about that place. You said it was great.
It's awesome, a lot of fun. I've done a couple of the St. John's NIL events there. I was there Monday with Ozias Sellers and Dylan Mitchell. And just like what they were projecting about the team defense is what I needed to hear. St. John's can score with anybody in the country. They're top 5 metrically in many of the offensive categories. And before the other night, they were putting up basically 95 points a game. While I was surprised, they struggled a little bit with Ole Miss on Saturday. They did win. They won 63-58. And to me, that was good. I'd rather win. And I said this to the guys because I was interviewing. I said, I'd rather win 63-58, ugly, muck it up. It's a character game. The new players need to learn how to play defense under Rick. What's required, what he demands. And I personally think somebody like Sannon, who came from Arizona State, who's a great shooter. Ian Jackson from Carolina. He's played well in spurts. There's more coming. I think the new guys are just struggling a bit to find out their defensive rhythm. I think when it clicks, and it will, I think St. John's is going to be terrific. You guys know that. So Saturday, Iona, I'll be there at the Garden with Mink. Looking forward to that. And then the following Tuesday, the Big East opener, DePaul in Queens, 7 p.m. And that is the Johnny's Report, brought to you by Sullivan Papain. New York strong from the court to the community. Remember the name, Sullivan Papain.
BT and Sal on the fan. Let's take some phone calls here, BT. 888-808-1019. We're talking a lot of free agency, hot stove, all the baseball stuff at the winter meetings. Anthony is in Fort Lauderdale. What's up, man?
Happy holidays, guys.
You too, Ant.
Okay, I want to discuss the Mets. I want to ask you guys a very important question, and I hope you can be as candid as possible. Okay?
Yeah.
Who's replacing, in your opinion, who's replacing the home runs produced by Nimmo and Alonso, which equals 63?
Yep.
And a combined RBIs of 218.
Yeah.
Who's going to?
Nobody.
Who's
nobody
gonna do that?
Nobody.
And I mean, two or three guys would be the answer.
My answer's always been, and this goes back to what
I'm talking about at this time right now. Who's available?
I understand, but I'm going to give you my opinion. Forget about, they'll find players, okay? They'll get players. What I said when I first thought that Pete could be gone at some, like a year and a half ago, and maybe on some level should be, I never once said, because this would be idiotic. Nobody's going to come in and hit 40 home runs like Pete. Not with the power frequency that it, but you can become a better team, higher average, fewer strikeouts, better defensively, Nimmo left fielder. Yeah, I know we stole some bases last year, but some more steals, Pyre on base, better arm. You're not going to replicate what you lost, but you could still get better, Ant.
Okay, let me ask you this. I agree with you, but I need to ask you, I know it's hard to get into Stearns' head, but based on your experience, you guys have a lot of experience, okay? And you've been around the block, okay? Do you think Stearns thinks that Carson Bench and Jet Williams or Vientos and Mauricio are going to produce those kind of numbers?
Those numbers, no. But I think that Stearns believes, let's say, Carson Bench could come up and help the ball club win games.
Okay, but would you think it would be foolish to believe that Carson Bench can even... I don't even think he can duplicate Nimmo's numbers.
But Ant, you're worried about the numbers. That's the wrong thing. You shouldn't be focused on the numbers because it's not going to be one for one.
Well,
it's
the not numbers Ben produce it, runs.
No,
that produces
no.
runs.
The numbers produce 83 wins. It's not good enough. The team wasn't good enough. So it's not.
Was the problem too? We didn't even get into that yet. The pitching.
Yeah, but you know they're going to get pitchers. Here's the thing. I guarantee you, the Mets will have a left fielder and a center fielder and a first baseman. I guarantee you they will fill that. Now, when you take those three, even with Nimmo and Alonso potentially, we don't even know Pete's gone yet, but even with potentially Pete leaving and Nimmo gone, there will be players in their place that will be positive players that will help offset some of the loss. You're not going to have a negative outfielder in left field. You're not going to have a negative defender at first base. Who knows the exact numbers pound for pound, but between the three of those guys, they have to play winning baseball to help the Mets win. Otherwise, Stearns going to get ripped. I mean, that's the bottom line, and thank you for the call, Ant. They've got to win games. But it's not just, well, do the math, and Nimmo does this, and Alonso does this. How are you replacing that even with three different players? There are ways to do it.
Forget about Benj. Forget about Williams. I'm going to put them aside. I haven't seen them play yet. I'm going to look at Beatty. I'm going to look at Vientos, who he brought up. He didn't bring up Beatty. I'm going to bring him in, factor him in as well, and Mauricio. All right. Vientos is not a David Stearns kind of player. He's not. He can't run, can't field. Not his kind of player, period. Mauricio, and I'm certainly up to debate these, but that's I'm just trying to move it along here. Mauricio, to me, he worries me. And I'm not even talking about his speed, which I don't like at all. He does not look, and I've dived into some of the numbers, so I can't support that. But just the eye test, he's not very explosive. He's actually slow. But more issue to me is how lost he was on off speeds and curves.
He definitely needs more seasoning. Sal, I believe in the potential, but he needs more seasoning.
Okay, fair enough. I can even meet you there. Yeah. I'm not giving up because before he ripped up his knee, he was highly thought of. I get it.
Now, if they trade him, whatever.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to if you're going to get something good.
Bottom line is, I would not rely on him to be a contributor, certainly to start the year this year at the Major League level.
Me neither. There are players that come up that show a skill set that I'm like, whether it's on the Yanks, Mets, or other teams, I'm like, I like that player, even if they're not quite ready. My instincts tell me there's very few major league hitters who come up and swing over curveballs by a foot and a half, which he did, and Met fans, you know I'm right, often, and then suddenly shore up that massive hole enough to be an above-average major league hitter. I don't like Mauricio that much. Beatty's different. Beatty's got an arm. Beatty's got a little more wiggle at third base than I thought. Beatty's got blossoming power. His OPS the final few months was terrific. And as he grows to have more of a discerning eye and learns the strike zone more and more and more, of those three guys, I would put big money, unless he's in a trade for Scooble or something, that Beatty is a Met and more productive than both Vientos and Mauricio by a wide margin.
You know, also, and I'm just trying to pull up Simeon's numbers. I know he had a bad offensive year last year, or a down year.
A little bit down, yeah.
But Simeon is going to be better at second base, talk about productivity offensively, than anything the Mets were getting there last year, certainly power-wise.
And speed.
Yeah, he's and defensively as well. So you're already, how the hell do you spell his name here?
S-I-E, it's not S-E or S...
I-E, I can't...
Just put in...
Stupid. S-E-I... S-E, there you go. S-E.
It's like the Isaiah, there's a couple of different... Yeah, throw the I before the A, is there no I?
Anyway, and I know...
It turns into something else.
Wait, what's that, Huff?
No, if you spell Simeon wrong, it turns into something else, right?
Okay.
Does it?
He hit 15. He hit 15 homers a year ago, but the 3 years before that, consistently. I mean, he went 45, 45, 26, 29, 23. So I think you could pencil him in at 20 homers. What did McNeil have last year, Hoff? Can you look that up? McNeil's home runs there.
Yeah, he sucked. I mean, I think he had 10 home runs.
So anyway, I think they're going to get a little bit of an uptick at with Simeon, a little bit of an uptick with Beatty potentially at third base. I'm okay going into the season with Simeon at second, Lindora at short, Beatty at third, Alvarez catching. You need a first baseman. If it's not going to be Pete, then they got to figure that out. I hate the idea of a Vientos McNeil platoon, but in that scenario, it's going to be somebody massive in the outfield. And really, even if Pete comes back, you still have to get a legitimate outfielder in addition to one of the spots going to the younger players. I've been saying the same thing. One of the spots is going to be Carson Benj, or at least one of the young players. I would say Benj is the favorite right now. That's going to be one of the outfield spots. The other is going to be Soto. The other is TBD. Bellinger, Buxton, Robert. They're going to get a legit Tucker. They're going to get a legit outfield bat to complement Soto and, let's say, Benj. And then the question is, well, what do they do at first base? Is Pete back? Or is he not? That's where the other big move is. It's either, and if Pete is not back, now maybe they have to go out and get a DH to make sure that they get a little bit of a better bat in that regard.
Or Yandy to play first base. We talked about that a little bit, right? Yandy Diaz.
12 home runs, you said, for McNeil?
Yeah.
So you're going to get...
You're going to get more from Simeon.
You're getting more power at second base already.
Yeah.
So they've already upgraded one spot as far as power. Meaning when people talk about, well, how are they going to replace Nimmo?
That's
and
plus Alonso? Eight. Could be more.
Right, great. Let's just say you're plus eight. Or you're obviously going to be minus a lot when if you lose Alonso. But you're also bringing in another player. You're bringing in a center fielder. What were their home run total in center field? I guarantee you.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Yeah, did they hit any?
I think that was the worst center field in baseball.
So I guarantee you that's going to be higher.
Yeah. I agree.
So first base is going to come down a little, but second base is up. Center field is going to be up.
I think Beatty's going to hit more.
Okay.
Alvarez stays healthy. Yeah, no, that's why I always look at the other positions here. All right, so a few things real quick. Number one, I like playing a young player or two. I really do. But where I would worry is if that young player's production determines the fate of your season. So you can't have, and I know they won't, you couldn't have a situation where it's Benj and Williams.
I know they won't.
I know they won't. Like, if you have a Soto and a Bellinger, or a Soto and a Tucker, or a Soto and a Diaz and a Lindor, like a couple of proven, well, now we can roll Benj out there, see what he's got. So to me, that's number one. The other thing, back to the Simeon, the power, I'm not even looking at the power. And that's obviously a plus in terms of what he'll hit versus McNeil. What I look at is first and second, you know, seventh inning, eighth inning, two on, two out, one hop bullet up the middle. We got to snag this thing turn two. Guess what? Simeon's doing it and McNeil's not.
Right.
And like, those are the things that the Mets have to get better at. Their defense. See, we focus so much on, I think, a couple, certainly the Yankees against the Dodgers in the World Series. Like, I mean, it was a high-wire circus act, the way they kicked the ball around. Not covering first base, of course, the pop-up with Judge, the play at third base, but Volpe and Jazz. We all know that in the back of our minds, seared forever. But I thought the Mets' defense last year stunk. I did not like it at all. And I think it's going to be a lot better. So because of that, I think you can hit fewer home runs, have a better rotation, be tighter with defense, and maybe be a better team.
BT and Sal on the fan. More of your calls when we come back, 888-808. 101. Now we have some breaking news. What do you got, Huff?
It's a big one.
Oh, give me something good here.
What? Pete?
Yeah.
He's gone.
I can tell by your face.
And there's nothing we could do.
He's gone.
5 years, $155 million, Jeff Passan just now.
Where?
Where?
Oh, Orioles.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
Me neither. Oh. Me neither. Wow. Man.
Can I just say I freaking hate David Stearns. What the hell are you doing? You moron. Wow. You are the dumbest person in all of baseball.
This is not,
what the hell?
It's not Stearns.
Wow. Oh, my ass.
So wait, 5 years?
155. The market was freaking set, dude. Yesterday, the market was set.
It's set by
Schwarber.
5 years,
155. It was set.
Oh,
okay?
Man.
The Mets
They're ripping the Band-Aid off.
They ripped everything off.
Well, you know what? But they're not ripping a Band-Aid off something that's good. And you don't have a Band-Aid if your skin's not cut. The reason the Mets had a Band-Aid is because they were cut. All right? And now you rip the Band-Aid off because maybe there's a better way to get that skin to heal. Now, maybe there's not. I appreciate Hop's energy. Evan's going to lose his mind today. Mets fans are going to lose their minds. I respect that. For me, there is a better way to build a team. But Mets fans, I feel you, man.
Really quick. My ass is a better way to build this team because I've seen many levels of the Wilpon Mets build teams. Rather than go for Matt Holliday, let's go Jason Bay. We can go shorter, cheaper.
You're wrong.
You're both wrong. Everybody butchered Pete Alonso. Everybody's sitting here saying, there's no value. He's not
all right,
good.
Can we
He's
react,
terrible.
Please? Are we allowed to react to this on our own? You're going to be here beyond that. We're
after
not.
After one.
Okay. I mean, let's digest the news here. Yeah. I don't want to have the show taken hostage, Hop. No offense. But let's digest the news here with Alonso. So breaking news.
Wow.
5 years, 150 with the Orioles.
155.
155 right?
Yeah,
with the Orioles.
Schwarber got the 150, he got five more.
Mets had their line in the sand drawn.
Yep.
They weren't going to budge on that.
Nope.
We'll get more details on it, whether he goes back or not.
Mm-hmm. Man.
But Pete's gone. That's a rough thing to digest.
Yeah, it is. No, I get it, man. What I want to know, and we didn't know this right away with Diaz yesterday, but we will find out hopefully before 2, maybe the next couple of minutes, right? Did he go back to the Mets with a chance to match? Because I believe, and I always said this, did he want to be a Met or did he want to be a Met? There's a big difference in the inflection. And I believe he was so hurt and so angered by the treatment. And I understand that from his point of view, that he's like, if somebody comes correct, I'm out of here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website.
It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.